As recently as November, Sam Bankman-Fried supposedly ranked among the world's 100 richest people. Now, after the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, he faces criminal charges that, if he were convicted, could carry sentences of up to 100 years. NPR's David Gura watched his appearance in court.
His signature look is a T-shirt and shorts and a curly, unkempt coif. At Sam Bankman-Fried's arraignment on Tuesday, his hair looked the same, but he was wearing a suit and tie. The hearing was a media spectacle, with dozens of reporters filling the jury box and several rows of seats. It seemed everyone was there to hear Bankman-Fried enter his plea to 8 criminal charges. Not guilty. That was expected, and James Park, who is a professor at UCLA Law School, says it's probably because Bankman-Fried really didn't have a better option.
I think it just means that he hasn't been offered a plea deal yet.
And Park's not sure that if Bankman-Fried were to be offered one, he would take it. He may decide it's worth the risk to go to trial. And by pleading not guilty, Bankman-Fried will learn more about the government's case against him. Bankman-Fried is accused of orchestrating one of the largest frauds in history. Billions of dollars have disappeared. And it's estimated there are more than 1 million creditors, including many FTX customers, hoping to get their money back. But Bankman-Fried's defense got more challenging recently. 2 top executives in his crypto empire pleaded guilty, and they agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. But even with their help, this is an enormous undertaking for the government. They have to collect and process hundreds of thousands of documents.
Sorting through this whole mess is going to take a lot of time.
Almost a year, as we learned on Tuesday. Judge Lewis Kaplan set a start date for a trial, October 2nd. Which, Park says, should be ample time for prosecutors to put together their case.
I think it's a reasonable timetable. I think that they'll have to move very quickly and they'll be working very hard pretty much every day to get this done.
Even still, a lot can happen between now and October. Federal prosecutors are encouraging other former employees of FTX and its affiliated companies to come forward. So we're at the beginning of what's bound to be a long saga. David Gura, NPR News, New York.